Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Rivers play an important role in human and ecological existence. Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts' Elena Traister tells us about her studies in river restoration.
Rivers are home to a diverse group of organisms, and they provide people with fish, freshwater, and recreational opportunities, among other benefits. However, they have been subjected to a variety of stresses. Dams turn portions of rivers into lakes and alter oxygen and sediment levels in these waters. Where rivers run through cities and farms, they have been straightened and their banks built up to protect adjacent areas from flooding. Sediments and nutrients in runoff from agricultural activities and urban areas degrade water quality. As a result, more than 40% of rivers in the United States aren't clean enough to fish or swim in, and extinction rates of freshwater fish and insects are around 5 times the extinction rate of terrestrial organisms. People have responded to this crisis by developing a variety of stream restoration strategies. Dams are being removed. Revegetation projects plant trees along river corridors to provide shade, to stabilize banks, and to filter runoff. Habitat restoration projects restore complexity to rivers that have been channelized. Boulders, logs, and large root balls are carefully placed to enhance habitat for fish and other river organisms. These projects are happening all over the country at a cost of over $1 billion each year. That's the good news. The bad news is that only about 10% of river restoration projects are monitored afterwards. Further, the monitoring that does happen often shows limited improvement of stream ecosystems. My research focuses on monitoring the ecological effects of river restoration projects. I'm collaborating with state agencies and nonprofit organizations to document how river habitat, water quality, organisms, and stream carbon cycling respond following the removal of several dams in western Massachusetts. Ultimately, this research should help us improve our ability to rehabilitate rivers and conserve our freshwater resources.
That was MCLA's Elena Traister. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.